Hello out there. Yeah, it's still me, Joshua Chiboy. Yeah, this is another episode of my motivational speech. Wow. Another episode. Wow. I really love you guys who has been listening to this motivational speech. And this is going to be another one. Yeah, I'm going to be talking on a particular topic like I did before. It's going to be interesting. So bring out your pen, bring out your heart, bring out your books, bring out whatever you need to listen to it, because it's going to be interesting and quite funny. Yeah, here we go. The topic states, if your dream don't inspire and motivate you, then you need more powerful dreams. I could say that again. If your dreams don't inspire and motivate you, then you need more powerful dreams. Okay, now we're moving with examples for you to gain what I'm trying to explain. Now, if your dream don't motivate or inspire you, you need more powerful dreams. I will say now, as a guy you are, or as a man, if your dream is to get married, you see, once you don't see any motivation in that, in that dream to get married, those who don't see that urge to get married, you won't want to do anything. I hope you're understanding me. Once you don't see that urge, as in once you don't see that force pushing you, I want to marry. Once you don't see it, you won't want to. Your mind will be just. Remember the last topic in the last episode. Your life moves in the dominant thoughts. In your dominant thoughts. So now, if your dreams can't motivate you, that is that your life will just be stagnant. And as a student, you might want to study law, you might want to study physiology or any other beautiful course in the university. And once that's your dream, maybe you want to become a pilot, and that dream is not motivated, you don't have that urge. Okay, what's the dream, sir? Dream is like something, okay, I want to be in the next coming 2 years, 3 years, 2 months, or even tomorrow. That's a dream, what you are looking up to become. Yeah. Now, what's that kind of dream? You want to be pilot, and that your dream can't motivate you. You don't get motivated. Then you just see yourself losing that dream. Of course, you can't. There's no two ways about that. There's never two ways about that. Most of dream can't motivate or inspire you. Right now, what inspires me to do this motivational speech is because I really love to do it. I love to see people happy. I love to see people, as once they're in pains, let them hear a voice that will, as it motivates them. So now, that is my dream. And I pray God help me in my dream, because I really need my voice to go viral, to go wide world. Because I know people out there that need to hear what I'm saying. Now, what of you? You have a weak dream, you better change it. If that dream cannot inspire or motivate you, look for a dream that will bring a best tomorrow for you. That will, as I'm still talking about this pilot, want to be pilot and You don't have the joy of doing it. You don't have the joy of doing that pilot. Maybe someone push you. And remember, don't allow anybody, no matter who the person is, to push you to a particular dream. You must be a pastor. You must be a pastor. You must be a pastor. You must be a teacher. You must be a lecturer. Man, no one should choose your dream. When are those days? Haven't you seen you that want to be a farmer? Haven't you seen people that are farming more successful than people that are pilots? Because of father now to push you, man, think twice. So remember, if your dream can't push you forward, just try changing that dream, because it's going to hurt you. If you can't dance to the levels of your dream, then what is the need of writing it? Stay focused. If your dream cannot motivate you, man, you need to change it. And there are steps for you to take before your dream comes true. If your dream is actually motivating you, I know what the motivation has been, giving you urge to push forward, giving you that desire to become what you really want to be. That is that urge. That is that motivate. Yeah, you're going to take steps to make your dream come true. One, you need to work hard. There's no magic. You don't need anybody to. Nobody should bring success to you. Get it yourself. If you're not responsible, God cannot make you available for people to use. One, you need to work hard for your dream to come true. You're a student, you're a mother, and you need your children to become billionaires. You need to work hard. You need to start praying for them. In all your dreams, there are methods of working hard. So, the same, me that I'm going to be a motivational speaker, I want to be a broadcaster. Then you that want to become a pilot, me and you don't have the same thing to do in common. So I have more way to work hard for my dream to come true. You as a mother, you need your children, you need to start praying for them, start advising them early. One thing again, you should always know that you are likely to fail. There's nobody that won't fail. You are likely to fail. When you fail, do not give up. When failing, you know, failing just like, so I can do this, I can. Failing just like, to me, failing is the motivation. When you fail, don't just sit and say, man, this life is useless. This, you are not the first person to fail. You are not the first person to become successful. In spite of this challenge, there are numerous reasons to follow your dream. Your dream must move and inspire you. Your dream must bring passion, purpose, and meaning to your life. Don't sit down on one dream when you don't have the purpose of it. If your dream cannot impart something in you, then your dream is useless. Sorry to say that, but that is the truth. If your dream can't give you the purpose of living, then there's nothing for you to do. There as in, you need to wake up. Your dream give you energy and create excitement. As when you wake up in the morning, say, you remember, I'm going to be a pilot, I'm going to be a motivational speaker, I'm going to be a broadcaster, I'm going to be a YouTuber, I'm going to be a... You see that smile, that inner joy. If your dream can't give you that, change a dream that will give you all this. Your dream can empower you to set up your life and change your life. You might be poor, of course. You might be rich, of course. And you want to get richer. You might be poor and you want to get rich. Your dream will not give you methods of changing your life. Nobody will even want to give you advice. Your dream will give you advice. When you look now, I need people to hear my voice, and this is my dream. I really love it. I'm also on YouTube as Joshua Shiboy, in Facebook, in everywhere. You can see my name, Joshua Shiboy. I'm a motivational speaker in all social media, in every social media. Now I want people to hear my voice. You see now, that joy in me is going to give me method of living. As in, I will see it's going to change my life. Because of what? That's my dream. I really love it. I really love motivating people. Something like, yeah. So what is your dream? If you can't find your dream, then you are not worth living. If you are worth living, then your dreams are worth inspiring other people. If your dream can inspire people, at least even if you say people don't love you, people don't love you. Let what you want to be inspire other people. If this person can be a farmer, if this person can be a journalist, if this person can be whatever you want to be, inspire other people with your dream. I want to be a motivational speech. Well, I want to study mass comm, investing. By the grace of God, I'm working on that. That's been my dream too. As in to enter TV, all this stuff, motivate people. By the grace of God, I'm really want to get my own TV channel where I'm going to be hosting programs. By the grace of Almighty God, and I know this is my dream, and this is what keeps me smiling always. I really love acting. Yeah, this is what keeps me smiling always. I really love acting, of course. And your dream cannot make you smile. I would now tell you the meaning of dream. A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything you can to achieve it. A dream is an inspiring picture, as when you look at it, you say, this is what I want to be. It inspires you of the future. It gives your body the moral to push forward even when things are hard. And if you can't find that dream, if you are sitting on a particular dream and saying, this is what I want to be, and it's not giving you, it's not motivating you, man, you are not, that is not where you are called. Look, if you can't find your dream, pray to God. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by actions makes your dream come true. Try writing your dream down. Of course, after this video, I'm going to write my dream down. I haven't done that in a while. Try putting it in a safe box of your heart and maybe in your room. Early every morning, you wake up, you see it, you pray, God, this is what I want to be. You smile at the book, you smile at the writing. And once you now do that, you know what? That's your goal. Your dream is when you write your dream down, that has become a goal. And a goal broken down into steps become a plan. And now once that your goal, you are pushing, as you are pursuing, it becomes a plan. Because every morning you see yourself looking at that paper in your hand, what your dream you wrote down, you become, as you start looking for plans to manifest that your dream, to make your dream come into reality. Your dream must not end in book. Your dream must end in people's mouth. People must say it. I remember those days when you say you want to be this, you want to be a pilot. And now this is it. It's already a pilot. Make people smile. Inspire people with your dream. And that plan, backed by action, makes your dream come true. You cannot set plans and don't take it out. You cannot set plans and don't neutralize it. You don't break down your plans and take it out. You just put your plan, I'm going to do this more, I'm going to do this more. If you don't take out your plans, your dream can't come true. I took up a bold step to enter into the social media, and even if I haven't been seeing subscribers, I haven't seen followers on social media, I know one day I will do it, and this is a bold step I took. So you, what are you doing out there? Motivate yourself. Don't allow people to motivate you. Try motivating yourself. You have dreams and you can't take any action to it. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Man, try just one more. There's one time I wanted to give up. Right now, if you go to my YouTube channel, I'm really doing YouTube, but I can't even remember when I did a video on YouTube, but I'm going to do. I almost gave up on YouTube and other social media. On broadcasting, I almost gave up. But no, I tried one more time. Almost gave up. Don't just give up. Try one more time. And if you give up after you have tried again, try again. There's no how you won't be successful. There's no how you won't be successful. Try, keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on trying. And for your dreams to come true, you need money. Money. So go and work. This is going to be the end of my today's speech. I really love you guys. Please share this video. Share this, my motivational story. And you can hear it anywhere. Share this, my voice, please. I'm on Audio Mac, I'm on Spotify, I'm on any listening app you can think of. I'm right there, just search my name. Please just share this video for me. I really love you guys. I'm on Anchor, I'm on Breaker, I'm on all these broadcasting apps. You can see me all day. Esteem me, Joshua, blessing. A big shout out to all those who have been following me and listening to my voice. I love you all. Thank you. Remember not to give up. Try one more time. Let your dream inspire you.